With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump signing an executive order today calling for the shutdown of the Education Department.
Closing the Education Department was a key campaign promise for the president, who has described the federal agency as wasteful and polluted by liberal ideology. He's already taken steps to sharply reduce the size of the department's staff, but a total dismantling requires an act of Congress, which created the department more than 40 years ago.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is praising Qatar for helping the U.S. secure the release of an American man who was held by the Taliban for more than 2 years. George Glasman was abducted while traveling through Afghanistan as a tourist. The airline mechanic from Atlanta, the third American detainee to be released by the Taliban since January. President Trump threatens Houthi rebels in Iran as airstrikes pound Yemen.
In Sana'a, Yemen, the Houthi-controlled capital, residents are inspecting the damage after U.S. ships launched a new wave of airstrikes. Houthi military spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sari says they targeted Israel's Ben-Gurion airport, an hour northwest of Jerusalem. Air raid sirens rang out over Tel Aviv, but Israel claims to have intercepted the attack. Audio from Yemen, courtesy of the Ansar Allah Media Office and Al Jazeera TV. I'm Jennifer King.
Prosecutors say they have evidence that the man charged in the 2022 stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students bought a knife and a knife sheath online in the months before the killings. Prosecutors filed court documents asking a judge in Brian Koberger's trial to allow them to present his Amazon shopping activity as evidence during trial. On Wall Street, the Dow had 194 points, the Nasdaq adding 76. This is SRN News. National Right to Life releasing its annual report.
It paints a picture of a post-Roe versus Wade America in which pro-life laws are saving lives, but the use of abortifacient drugs is rising, often as a means of circumventing those same laws. The report indicates that about half the states have restricted abortion in some way since the Supreme Court's decision, with five of them passing laws banning abortion entirely as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit pitting a suburban Ohio school district's policy on transgender pronouns against the free speech rights of classmates. The suit was brought by Parents Defending Education, a national Christian organization, against the Olentangy Local School District. A lower court had rejected arguments that the policies violate the First Amendment free speech rights of students who believe that there are only two genders. This is SRN News. Recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene continue.
North Carolina lawmakers agreeing to spend another $528 million on pressing needs from the storm's historic flooding nearly 6 months ago. A final vote came Wednesday. The measure now goes to Governor Josh Stein, who requested double that amount last month. He is still, though, expected to sign this bill. The latest package emphasizes home and private road repairs, agriculture, and infrastructure to aid businesses. Jason Walker reporting.
Hawaii's most active volcano has resumed erupting. After a week-long pause, the U.S. Geological Survey said Kilauea began continuously releasing lava from its summit caldera inside Hawaii Volcanoes National Park on Wednesday. The volcano began its current eruption on December 23rd and has stopped and resumed more than a dozen times since. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.